I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. sent a 15-point plan to pause the war with Iran, and the AP Sagar Magani reports Iran is rejecting it.
Tehran State TV's English channel cites an anonymous Iranian official as saying Iran rejects the proposal transmitted by Pakistan and that Iran will end the war when it decides to. Pakistani officials had earlier broadly described the proposal as addressing sanctions relief, rolling back Iran's nuclear and missile programs, and reopening the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump said yesterday the two nations were talking.
The other side, I can tell you, they'd like to make a deal.
Iran's rejection comes as it launches more strikes on Israel and Gulf Arab countries, and as the U.S. prepares to send paratroopers and more Marines to the region. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It's been almost 3 months since Nancy Guthrie, the mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie, was reported missing in Arizona.
Someone needs to do the right thing. We are in agony.
Yeah.
We are in agony. It is unbearable. And to think of what she went through. I wake up every night in the middle of the night.
Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb were crying during the NBC interview. Based on security footage, police believe Nancy Guthrie was kidnapped or otherwise taken against her will. A top Democrat in the House, Maryland's Jamie Raskin, says President Trump showed off a classified map on a 2022 flight to his New Jersey golf club and held on to a record from his first term that was so sensitive only six people would have had access to it. The White House says Raskin has no credibility. More information at APNews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Hopes for a possible end to the war with Iran is pushing stocks higher again on Wall Street, while crude oil prices are easing lower. The S&P 500 rose 0.9% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The latest turnaround for markets came after the U.S. said it delivered a plan to pause the war to Iran. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 393 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.4%. Markets are still jumpy as the fighting continues in the Middle East. Treasury yields moved lower in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.33%. Seth Sutel, New York.
NBA owners have voted to explore expansion to Seattle and Las Vegas. Seattle had a team in the NBA, the Supersonics. They won the NBA title in 1979. The team moved to Oklahoma City and is now the Thunder. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.